Hey guys, the third leg of the I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour is live right now. Go to TomSegura.com/tour for tickets and use the code word Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, for early access.
See, that's harmless. It's a palate cleanser. Yeah. You like it.
I wish you would have saved this. I would put this down there, you know?
But here's why it's an exceptional talk.
You always usually depress everybody, so it's nice to have this after that.
I know, but, you know, I didn't make
so this is like a misdirect. Like, oh, this is going to be a fun ride. And then I know it's like, no, it's not. I know to tell somebody, no. All right.
Jeans.
If you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck.
Oh, man, I miss
Welcome
that guy.
To Your Mom's House podcast. I'm Tom. She's Christine.
Free rent. You get a lease and a key. Fuck me.
Can I say something? Yeah. I like your shirt.
Thanks.
It's kind of a vacation dad vibe.
It is kind of a vacation dad shirt.
Why did you choose that one today?
I don't know. Just going through my closet and, you know, I took a couple laps around it and I was like, what will I wear? And just pick this.
Yeah. I like it.
And you're wearing a different color.
You don't like it?
I do. What is that?
It's called fluorescent green. It's kind of a callback to my youth. This is what the kids wore back in the day.
Oof.
When I wore this as a kid. You don't like it? You don't like how the green makes my face look green? It's a cool guy?
I'm just kidding. No, it's cool. It's cool. I like the sweater. I like sweaters.
Sweaters are good.
So comfy.
So comfy.
Cozy.
I hate where I wear tight shit and then, you know, it doesn't feel good all day.
I'll tell you, this Austin weather is something.
It's unpredictable.
It's like 80 today, and then last night it's fucking 40. It's just wild.
Wild. Yeah. You and I have been getting into building fires, though, lately.
I really enjoy it.
And it's so much fun how stupid
something
that is.
Primal takes over.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were at dinner. We went on an overnight mommy love trip.
Yeah, to a hoe lounge. Yeah.
Yeah. And at dinner, I was like, let's go back and make a fire and build the shit out of it and make it bigger. And you were like, what, crazy train? Like, I saw the look of doubt. And then we got there and I was like, see, put another one in. Otherwise, it's going to go down. You don't want it to go down, do you? Put another one in.
I got obsessed.
And then you keep building that shit and building that shit. Like, this fire
got obsessed.
Burns.
Ooh,
hot.
That's really
Woo!
Hot. Don't burn your hand.
Don't burn your hands.
Yeah, but it was.
I know. It's so much fun. Fire is the funnest.
Yeah. If you're out there today, just make a fire somewhere.
You know,
preferably in a fireplace.
In a fireplace. Can I tell you the best part about my childhood is that my dad, we used to have a fireplace. And then when I was like 8 years old, he would build a fire at night and then drink a lot and then pass out. And then I would get to play alone with the fire.
That's pretty cool.
For hours. And I was so young and I would just throw everything in there, you know, like marshmallows, newspaper, and just wash it. I'm really surprised I didn't burn the house down.
Yeah.
You know, then again, it taught me how to respect fire. It's kind of good that my parents were negligent. You know what I mean?
I went to high school with an arsonist.
Really?
Yeah. He served real time in a state penitentiary. Yeah.
What did he burn down?
Oh, public property, libraries.
I think you mean libraries.
Libraries, yeah.
Wow, so that was his thing. That made his dick hard, is to burn
stuff. I guess so. He was a real... socially awkward. No, he wasn't a trouble. He was a very awkward guy in high school.
So you knew something was off.
You knew something was off. Yeah. I mean, there's people you're like, that guy's just fucking, you know, he didn't have normal social skills, but notably, you know.
Like he couldn't talk to you and stuff. What?
Pyrophilia is a relatively uncommon paraphilia in which a subject derives gratification from fire and fire starting activity.
I like that. I get that.
It is distinguished from pyromania. By the gratification being of a sexual nature. But I don't think most arsonists are necessarily, pyrophilic.
Yeah, they're not like getting boners doing it.
I think they're like, this is awesome.
It is awesome, though. I get it. I would light lots of fires, too.
I feel like if I were a lawyer and I were prosecuting an arsonist, I'd be like, I get it.
I get it, too. Cool. It's
fire's
a good crime.
Cool.
Fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's pull our dicks out here and
pull your dicks out on my face and pull the dicks out on pull your dick out.
Okay, you're gonna like this one.
Okay, you're gonna like the way you look.
Basically, I'm looking for, you know, a babysitter that will come on the weekends and watch them.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm your girl.
Aren't you gonna have kids of your own?
No. I don't think I'll ever have any kids. I'm really not that type of girl.
Really? I'm surprised. I'm sure a lot of guys would like to knock you up.
Gosh, well, that would be a Christmas miracle.
What kind of girl are you?
Uh-oh.
Let's just say I'm a special girl.
What are you, retarded?
No, you idiot. I'm a transsexual.
Who is Randy?
Bring anyone loving to this. Holy shit. I was not expecting that. That was good.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the R word.
That was a pretty cool setup for
it's
a porno, huh?
The fucking best one I've ever seen. Yeah. And now I want to follow all this person's work, these people's work. And also, I like how they have to really draw out the dialogue. Like, how stupid are the people watching this? Like, how many times does she have to be like, no, I'm not a regular girl. Like, I know you're not a regular girl. No, I can't have a baby. Like, we know. Her voice is a little deep.
Well, I was...
You can tell the difference between my voice and her voice, right?
Please do not use gendered language.
I cannot tell. And also, I wouldn't mind if you fool me once.
I would. That's a good name of a porn, fool me once.
Yep, I would be like, really? Are you not ready to reproduce? Show me.
You'd bang this chick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I would like, ideally, I'd like to not know, get fully aroused, I mean like ready to go, and then have her be like, uh-oh.
Oopsies.
Look at my dick too, and I'd be like, oh, it's too late. Yeah.
So it's not your fault.
Yeah, I'd be like, I mean, I'm about to come. Yeah.
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 You can't turn back now.
I can't. What am I supposed to do, pull my pants up?
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. That takes away all the responsibility.
Yeah, and then she'd be like, I'm basically a girl. I'd be like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, same diff, right? Yeah. Does Bert like transsexuals?
Just like, you're a girl, but you're like way cooler than most of them, you know?
Okay. Okay.
I mean, that's basically what it is.
Well, that's...
it's a girl with like a cool disposition.
Yeah, I know. I get it. It's a girl that's really a guy. That's why it's so exciting.
No.
She knows how dicks work, and I get it. I get it.
Yep. I wonder what this person's Twitter handle is. So,
Listen, I asked you a question.
What?
Does Bert like transsexuals as well?
I don't know what he likes, actually. I mean, I don't know if he likes that. I don't know.
You guys don't talk about that on Two Bears?
We haven't talked about actual trans, no, like porn or anything.
I didn't know you were into transsexuals.
I didn't know either, but this is a really cool clip. I used to... have a comedy friend that was really into this.
I think
really
a lot of
into it.
Male comics are.
And he would send me clips, and I'd be like, and he would write like, "Wasn't that hot?" And I go, "I didn't watch it."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Why?" I go, "Because it's not my thing."
Yeah.
He's like, "Dude, it's hot," and I'm like, "Okay, to you." I was like, "I haven't watched this, man. I'm not watching this."
What's not hot?
It just at the time. Well, now I just switched.
Yeah.
But at the time. I was just like, this doesn't do anything for me. But it's obviously a super popular genre. I mean, I think it's one of the most searched. And like,
well, that and so in India, we did the story on Where My Mom's At, that there's a huge, did I talk about this already on Your Mom's House?
I don't know.
In India, they're analyzing the Google searches, and a lot of men are searching for breastfeeding, like adult breastfeeding,
really?
And it's become a big thing.
That's another thing. My dick would just go,
I hope so. Yeah.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Me neither. And that's I hated breastfeeding to begin with, but then to have your big old bearded mouth on me.
Yeah.
And they talk about, the men talk about how it soothes them, and it's like a ritual at the end of the day. I can see that, how it's comforting.
Yeah.
But like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
To just, you know, you guys can also just hold hands and watch Netflix, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, interesting. I mean, definitely breastfeeding is not
it's not for you.
Not to get off on. No.
It's not sexual, Tom.
Yeah, right.
It's never sexual. They claim it's not sexual.
But I think that's just how kinks work. I mean, there's just... There's 100 out there, and you're like, 99 are not doing anything for me.
And then you find that one special.
One special thing, yeah. Oh
my God, I just had a crazy thought.
What?
Remember last episode we were talking about the new Victoria's Secret model?
Yes.
That could be somebody's kink.
Of course it
They're
could be.
Only into...
I got it. You don't have to share anymore. It's all clear now.
I've never even thought of it before. Is
well,
that, is
you
that
just
a,
did.
Wait, is that a category like when you go to Pornhub or whatever?
Don't think so. I don't think so. What's your kink? What are you into?
Down syndrome.
That gets you off?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to tell you. I'm certainly not going to tell the YMH audience.
How are you not going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you in private times, but not right now.
All right.
Not on the show.
You were floating one the other day and you wouldn't tell me.
About what? The cast of Euphoria?
No. About like a kink, like a genre. And you were like, you'll have to figure it out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're like, tell me. Yeah. Tell me. Tell me. Like it was like in the morning. I just woken up.
It wasn't.
And I was just having my coffee, and I was in my pajamas. No. When was it?
Now I can see how your brain works.
When was it?
It was in the evening.
It was in the evening. Yeah. I was all tired and stuff. When was it?
It was in the evening in bed, and you'd had a drink, and you were like,
okay.
You got to figure it out.
First of all, I don't talk at all.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
That's Maria.
You're like, when you like to know. That's what you did. You're like, I'm not just going to tell you. You have to earn it.
I did not say it
yes,
like that.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
And A, I'm not just going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm not.
Fine.
Because it's more fun for you to have to guess a bunch and then, you know. Maybe I don't want to share, actually.
Okay. That's
you want to keep his secrets.
Fair enough. Okay.
Your mouth is big. What? You realize that? I have a big tongue. Big bear. Jesus. It's a huge beef tongue.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh my God. It's like a full person in there. Okie doke.
Yeah.
Who's got a bigger mouth, you or Bert?
I think Bertrand. He's got a big ass head too.
Yeah.
I thought I had a big head. His head is fucking enormous.
Yeah, and it's growing.
It might be. The rest of them is.
It is. No, his head is bigger than it used to be.
Yeah, his whole body's growing.
He's growing.
Yeah. He's so big. He's huge. His stomach now is like, you know, like an old football coach where you're like, you see that gut, you're like, that's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just like so solid.
Yeah.
It's so big and so solid.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a fucking hard belly.
It's like Tommy Lazorda.
Yeah.
Sort of, in the Dodgers. You'd see him doing commercials, and everyone would call him Tommy Lasagna because he was so fat.
Yeah.
Looks like a Tommy Lasagna.
And then he was the spokesman for...
For Weight Watchers.
Yeah. Was it Weight Watchers or one of those shakes? Right? Wasn't it the shakes?
I don't remember.
He looks fine there.
Yeah, he got real... There he goes.
Oof.
That was at his height. Is he still alive? He's dead. 93. Damn,
what was the name of that shake? What was that shake?
Look it up. Tommy Lasorda weight loss endorsement.
Type in shake. What was it called?
Nutrisystem?
Maybe it was that. What was it called?
There he is. Is that it?
What was it? Slim Fast. That's right. That was the craze.
Slim Fast was
like a national name.
It was. You just drank a shake for breakfast.
Yep.
And then you have a sensible lunch and a sensible dinner.
That's right.
That was the plug. And I love the taste of Slim Fast. I drank that shit like in college.
Yeah.
High school chocolate shake.
Tommy Lasorda gave our confirmation speech when I was
What?
Yeah.
Your confirmation?
So like, confirmation is the equivalent to a bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
Except nobody gives a fuck in Catholic church. Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
And so you go, you're like 14 or 15, and it's supposed to be like you're now an adult in
right.
the Catholic church. So I was in Vero Beach. Vero Beach is where the Dodgers used to do spring training.
Oh.
So he would go to Mass. So would Mike Piazza, a couple other Dodgers. And so I'm in confirmation class, which is as boring as you can imagine.
Yeah. Okay. Terrible.
Oh, you know, JC did this and this fucking angel did that. And you're like, yep. And then, I mean, it's a bunch of people, like kids like this, like sitting there just listening to this shit whose parents are making them get
yeah.
confirmed.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, so confirmation is, you know, Saturday or whatever. And we show up, like the seven or eight of us that are in that. And then Tommy Lasorda walks in and stands at the podium and he's like, this is a great day for you. You guys are doing a great, and he gives this speech about it. And we were all like, holy shit. Tommy Lasorda's giving us this speech. And yeah, he was really nice, like met all of us. And
was it a thin Tommy Lasorda or a fat Tommy Lasorda?
He was kind of big, kind of. Not like huge, but you know, kind
of
big.
It just reminds me of that show we're watching, Inventing Anna.
Yeah.
And she's the pregnant journalist goes to meet her in prison. And she goes, I have a question for you. She goes, are you pregnant or just very, very fat?
Yeah,
and I was really like, great. Oh, I think I love this person.
Yeah. You know, what I loved about this show, though, or have been enjoying so much? A lot of times when you watch a story and you know things about the story and it's misrepresented in a movie or a show, you're like, I wish they just did the real story.
I know.
This show invents all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, adds all types of characters and plot lines and everything, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It adds so much to the story. It's like my first time I've watched something and I'm like, thank God they took the liberty to embellish and exaggerate yeah. and create storylines. It's so much better.
Yeah, it's a super fun show. I'd like to know what the true story is.
The characters are just all fantastic.
Yeah. It's the Ozark girl. She's great.
Yeah. Julia Garner. She's great.
Oh.
Really good show. That's the real Anna right there.
Yeah, she looks like her.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look happy there, Tom.
No, let's see the cast compared. That'll tell you how some of these characters are completely made up anyway. All right, so that's Garner and Anna Delvey. Okay, that's the defendant. The defense attorney. All right, let's see here, Samir. Oh, so that's based on her boyfriend Chase. Don't remember him. He was the actor who played. Chase Corsi isn't a real person. We were able to reasonably deduce that Chase is, in fact, based on a real guy who's given a TED Talk Amber profile by The New Yorker and named Hunter Lee Soik or Sock. I'm not sure. Does it go down anymore? Explain who he is at all? Like, was he? Oh. Doesn't really tell you that much about her. Anna Chomsky's Vivian Kent as Jessica Pressler. I guess that's who wrote the piece. I wonder if she. Oh, a fictionalized version who wrote the New York story upon that she is still with New York. I wonder if she was actually told not to write the story like they portray in the
show. I know. I mean, honestly, I didn't need that whole storyline.
But they get the resistance. Like, all the storylines just give so much like weight.
Intensity
to the story.
And gravity. Yeah, but it always bothers me where like somebody wants to do something that we all know would be a really good idea. And the boss is like, I don't think so. It bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah,
and I'm like, just let them do it. What's the big deal, Laverne Cox?
But they're not telling us in this thing right now whether or not the person it's based on actually knew, you know, Anna.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's just saying it's based on. Okay, but was the real person a friend of Anna's?
Yeah,
that's not explaining that. It's kind of silly.
She's a mystery. Oh, Anthony Edwards.
So that's a character, fictionalized version of the real life lawyer who was working with her. Okay. That makes sense.
Look, that guy, Anthony Edwards, has done so many shows, and they just credited him with Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm sure, not his proudest favorite yeah. credit. Like, you guys, like, you could drop
something
that.
Since then.
You can drop Thanks. That. He's done so much work I since know. Then.
I know. You ever do press now, and they're like, yeah. hey, you're on this morning radio show, and you're like, that's from 12 years ago.
I don't care. I don't need you to put every dumb thing I've ever done.
But that show's great.
Yeah.
Shout out to, I think, is it Shonda Rhimes?
Shonda
is
Rhimes.
Is that her name, who I think created it?
Leanne Rhimes, the country singer, did
Leanne
that.
Leanne Rhimes' sister, Shonda, yes. yep. There she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Created and produced by Shonda Rhimes, yeah. Yeah, really well done.
Super fun. So I have a YMH exclusive.
You've been teasing me, and you're like, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
This is a YMH exclusive.
Okay. YMH exclusive. YMH exclusive.
So, as you know, we've been dedicated to the Toto Washlet 350E for quite a while now.
Yeah.
A washlet. And the washlet is different than a bidet, right? It's you sit down on the toilet, and it's just a little thing you put, the seat that you install, and then it sprays your asshole with water, and you just sit and you shit as you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Now, this last time I was in Miami, I got to use a real bidet. Have you ever used a real bidet?
I have.
Well, let me tell you, I had such high hopes for this bidet because I thought, this is ground zero. This is the originator
this
of everything we love.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with the bidet, number one, I went to turn on the water and it splashed up into my face because it goes so fucking hard. And I was like, ah! And it was all over my hair. I got toilet water all in my hair, all on my face.
Yeah.
And then you
how
have
are you
to
supposed,
squat.
That's what I'm saying. How are you supposed to do this traditionally?
I don't like
You're
it.
You're supposed to shit
in the toilet.
Right. And then are you supposed to just like shuffle over?
Well,
is that the idea?
That's what I don't like, is that then I have to shuffle over to a whole other apparatus.
Yeah.
You keep your pants around your ankles, because I was worried, like, do I have
that's
to
what
get
I'm saying.
Completely naked to do this?
Yeah.
So then I pull, pants can be around the ankles, and then you sit. Now, that's if you're doing a number one cleanup, what she's
doing.
Oh,
my God. People do that?
But I face with my back. I was facing with my back towards the plumbing or whatever, and it's so messy.
Oh, my God.
And it's so horrible. And splashes everywhere. It's just a disaster.
Oh, this is good. This is an illustration. Okay, she's taking a big shit. Okay.
Is she shitting or yellowing? Because those are two different cleanups.
Let's hope she's shitting. Okay. Scroll. There's the bidet. That's what I'm talking about. It's right next.
It's horrible.
It says find the bidet. That's step two.
Find it.
That's great.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're Googling, how do I use one? They're like, you should find it first. All right. There are many types. Standalone in Europe. Yeah, I've seen those. Okay. Oh.
I think that's if you're doing...
I don't think so.
I mean, it was so...
Yeah,
so
you have to straddle. So you look, she had to take her pants off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's so impractical.
That's what I'm saying. I've shit before with those next to me. I'm like, I'm supposed to take my shoes and my pants and everything off?
Just go take a shower then.
I mean, come on. Okay. Make that bigger.
It's terrible. This is a nightmare.
And scroll to the type here. Straddle. If you're wearing pants, you have to remove them.
I mean,
oh my God.
Why not just take a shower? This is like taking an asshole shower, and it ruins your whole outfit, everything.
You may want to be, the way you face may dictate the position of the jets. That's to say, if you need to clean your front, it may be easier to face the jets. If you're cleaning your rear, try facing away. Okay.
See, so you have to switch as a woman.
This is the
that's the way.
That's the way to do it.
See, in this way, there's settings for a woman and man.
Yeah.
So it's so much easier. You don't have to get up, move to another apparatus.
I don't think there's a better feeling than that jet stream coming into your asshole.
It's the best.
Like after you make a dirty chocolate.
It's the best.
It really does. You feel like, oh man.
You know, our 3-year-old has been using the bidet.
It's fucking insane.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
That kid is so you, 100%. He'll be like, I gotta go poo-poo. I'm like, oh, okay. And he does it just to go in there and let the water spray. He doesn't ever poo-poo. He just likes the spray on his butt.
Ass, yeah.
He goes, am I clean?
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah,
this is so stupid. I really...
Hot and that's cold, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
It's a nightmare. And then literally the pressure is very vigorous. So I splashed water everywhere, all over my hair, all over my face. It was terrible. It was a bad experience. And I had such high hopes for it. I was like, finally, I get to experience how like my ancestors did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, that's how I was doing it because I made a brown.
Yeah.
But I didn't fill the bowl with water. That's not right either. So then there's mm-mm. Shit water right under your cooch. That's
no, you
not
don't want
smart.
That.
Position, you're squatting.
You want the water to hit the area you need to clean, of course.
You have to squat over that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, so hard.
You just sit directly on the rim. Oh, man.
That's what I did, and it still was just not comfortable. Oof. I was like, I don't think so.
There you go. That's what you want.
That's what you want.
You want that spray right up your hole. Yeah. And then you can put a nice lady's tongue back there afterwards.
Okay. Babe.
If you're nice and clean.
You have to use soap, too, the bidet.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's quite the exclusive. Oh, yeah. Like, this is how you dry. I mean, who are these instructions for? A fucking Victoria's Secret model?
Ah! Like, don't I mean, you? Could it be that's a good
any
joke.
More?
You know what?
Elementary.
I think that's how we're gonna have to. This is the whole new thing we're doing now.
Yeah.
It's like, is she a Victoria's Secret? Are they so Victoria's Secret or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so Victoria's Secret. We're going to have to start saying that.
Yeah, we're going to have to. so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something I got to show you. I had the boys. Here we go. Pull some wild videos.
Oh.
You want to see?
Of course.
This is in the horrible or hilarious genre.
Excellent.
Ready?
I'm ready, mommy.
Whoa.
That was fun.
It was fun. He was really on fire.
Yeah. Good thing they did it by that lake. That was pretty good.
That just saved his life, I believe. I believe that man would be in a deep, deep trouble if he wasn't by the lake.
So he was trying to hit a golf ball that was in fire or just hit the fire?
I don't know.
That's stupid. Okay. Hey, what did you expect, dipshit?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that close just burns right to you. I mean,
stupid.
He took a swing with a golf club and, like, it all caught up on him. It, like, exploded on him. I don't know what he was hitting.
That reminds me of the time I was with the kids. And I have one of those long burning logs that you use, like the starter logs.
Yeah.
And I threw a heavy log on top of the Duraflame and it went like it broke into all these tiny little pieces and the flame came up and engulfed the real wood. It was fucking rad.
That's fucking cool, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You should have recorded that shit.
I know, huh? Shit, fuck. Shit was so fucking fire, dog. It was fun.
Bro, check this shit out.
Yeah.
This is fucking rad right here, what I'm about to show you. You don't even know what's
up. Let's see it, dude.
Car.
Going, tiny
trying
car.
To pass up this truck on the right here.
Uh-oh. Right? See where this is going.
Uh-oh. He's like, you don't pass me.
He smashed that tiny car.
He's in a very dramatic and severe way.
Fuck, that looks like it's in England.
Yeah, it looks like the driver of the tiny car might be... not doing great right now, right?
He's dead.
Pretty sure, yeah. I don't think he's going to do too well after that pancaking of his car.
Damn. I'm glad you think this is funny. What part is funny, though? Like, what's LOL?
I mean, it's
LOL?
Fucking completely smashed.
Yeah. I'm not LOLing. Are you guys LOLing in there?
No, I was trying to convince Tom to stay away from these kinds of videos, but he really insisted that this is funny stuff.
Well, I didn't know which ones you guys picked. I said some were funny. And
I told you we were looking through the account, and I was like, a lot of people die in these. And you're like, not all of them.
That's right. That's right. And those are the ones I want to focus on. Okay. Did you not think that was funny?
Mm-mm.
Okay. There you go. See? Horrible.
That was so horrible.
Say horrible. Horrible.
That was horrible.
Okay. And that's what I thought, too. Let's go to the next one. Here's a car. Deck. That was horrible, too.
That was horrible. But...
that was really bad. For people listening, what did you see?
I don't want to say it. That's terrible. You're going to go straight to hell for that.
I saw somebody lose control of their vehicle at a high rate of speed, and then the car hit a concrete wall and literally exploded. Let me make sure I got it right. And wow. I don't think it's a well-made car. That's what I took from this. I think that's a poorly made car, probably Russian.
Definitely Russian.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what's next. Here you go. This is... uh-oh.
Oh, no. Why did you play that? Take that out. That was terrible. Take that out.
I didn't know what it was either.
That was terrible. You can't show that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So that one's not funny.
No, that was bad, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Take that. You didn't edit that out, right?
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was terrible, babe.
Just don't even, just don't show it.
Yeah, we'll keep your reactions in there.
I'm so depressed. That was horrible.
That depressed me, too.
Thanks for sharing, Tom. You're just bumming me out, man. Like...
this is mostly Zolo's fault. He got here and he's like, hey, I want to make a splash. All right.
Zolo, did he put this in here?
Yeah.
What's going on, Josh?
This is his idea.
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, just fucking take it easy, man. All right. Here's another one. Maybe this one will be better.
No, oh, fuck the tramp. There's always a trampoline injury.
Oh,
she's.
Okay, that wasn't so bad. I thought we were gonna see two legs break. That wasn't that bad at all. That wasn't bad.
You know what I think we've learned on the show is that trampolines fuck people up so bad.
That was the least fucked up we've seen somebody, though.
No, that was okay. I mean, I don't like seeing her do watching her back break on the rim of the trampoline.
Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ,
I don't know if this is going to be good or not. The description doesn't look so good.
Oh, I don't want it.
Here we go.
I don't like it already. Oh, that happens every day.
That hurt. That definitely hurt, though.
That hurt?
But I can tell you this. He's fine.
Yeah, he just hit the pole vault. What is that? High jumping? What do they call that stupid shit that he's doing? Jumping
That's
over
high
a
jump.
Stick? Yeah.
That's high jump. Yeah.
So he just hit the stick.
Yeah, well, he didn't hit the stick. He hit the pole that holds the stick.
Yeah, okay.
The steel one.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, that was pretty loud.
Yeah. I heard it.
Yeah, he's not happy about
it. He's
that.
Done that before, though. He knows
maybe
what's
not.
Up with that.
Wow.
Shit, man.
Don't.
I don't like this.
Put anything that's too much in here, okay?
Yeah, but I mean,
I was trying to make the case for it. They're like, hey, here's an Instagram account. I'm like, dude, none of this we could show. Like, we're gonna
that's
have to.
Not true.
We're gonna have to put this in a channel members again.
That's not true. That's not true because I found two of our horrible or hilarious is in there. Two of them.
Two. All right.
Two out of
like 1,000 posts?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of buried in there. But yeah, I'll tell you what, this segment has really turned into a coin flip. Like, these aren't all funny anymore, which is kind of cool.
Well, I didn't enjoy that.
I didn't enjoy these. None of these are good. None of them are funny. This is all tragedy. This should be called people being injured tragically. And you laugh every time. You are so mentally ill. The only funny, the truly funny one I loved is when that 70-year-old was being rescued from the helicopter and started spinning really fast.
That was funny.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Because you know they were okay. It just didn't feel good.
I don't think she was okay after that.
No?
Not at all. For sure she went unconscious. Yeah, for sure.
That one made me LOL.
I mean, that was, she probably needed like a lot of treatment after that. That's not like spinning in a circle.
But she passed out?
For sure. Yeah.
So today.
And for sure, she thought she was dying the entire time.
Oh, yeah. You think you're dead, especially because you're injured.
High level of panic.
You're already injured and you're so vulnerable. Like, oh, God.
Ah, shit.
Make it stop.
Yeah.
This morning on a was it Instagram or TikTok, I found this thing of like five awful things that have existed before. And in New Jersey in 1986, they built a water slide at this water park.
Yeah.
That went down and then did a full loop.
Do I have
de-loop.
That here?
No, I think
I thought you sent it to me.
I just sent
mind.
It to you privately because I had music under it and it was like copywritten program.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a fucking water slide that did a loop-de-loop and spit people out. And it hurt so many people and broke so many bones. And they're like, we paid our employees $100 each if they would try it. And they even went in wearing like helmets and like protective gear.
And they said when they did the test dummies, it decapitated some of them.
Because they're like, we realize that not all body types could get the momentum going to make it through the entire loop.
Also, it mentioned that people were coming out with feeling 9 G's of force. I think that's like fighter jet level. Like they're like, yeah.
That's the thing.
It was a dramatic drop. I mean, really steep drop.
It's New Jersey.
Yeah.
Loop de loop. Oh, you're going fighter jet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's scary. But this goes to show, like, you trust that these amusement parks, these are amusement parks. This wasn't just like some crazy gypsy setup, by the freeway thing. It was a legitimate park.
Yeah.
That they are protecting you. They're not, guys.
Yeah, it was fucking
I think that's
crazy.
It. Action Park Cannonball Loop.
It might be it.
There's nothing in the world like Action Park.
We come and act.
I wonder if that's it.
I bet.
Well, it's not that one, but it. Let's see if it shows.
The loop-de-loo. Jesus.
It's quite distinct. If it comes on, you'll be able to tell right away.
just killing people.
It's just a steep decline and a loop.
Water. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Look, look, look. That's it.
Yeah, it's a fucking water slide.
9 G's coming out of it. And people are breaking their arms and shit. Like. That's it.
But how much fun is it? If you survive that thing?
If you survive, it's
great. That's the ride of your life.
That's what it says at the sign at the top. If you survive, you're going to love this. Yeah.
I mean, shit, I even get nervous on cruise ships when they have you just do the steep one.
Look how far. I mean, that's a big fucking drop, dude.
It's under the fucking ski lift. Oh, that's what it was. So during the snow season, it's a ski resort.
And imagine a kid, like an Ellis-sized kid. You're probably coming out of that thing like 70 miles an hour.
Dude, Ellis would love this. Children would love this. Like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
The loop-de-loop.
So funny.
Oh, man. A fucking water slide.
It was open for like a week. And they reopened it for like special events. And then the state was like, you need to shut this thing down forever.
I know. So what happened was, too, is that they discovered that people were getting stuck in the loop-de-loop. Certain body types couldn't make it.
Certain body types.
That's what they
said
in the article or whatever. And so they built an escape hatch at the bottom so they could just like plop your body out because people were getting stuck.
I'm in here. Yeah. I'm in the loop. I'm in the loop.
The bloop. Yeah. I like the bloop better. Yeah. I'm in the bloop.
The bloop part.
Help me. Oh, fuck. That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Speaking of fucking Russian shit, back in Budapest, I used to go to, it's called Vidan Park. It's like the one amusement park in Budapest. And it's all done like during the Russia-Soviet era.
Is it really nice?
It's so good. There was a roller coaster. Oh, yeah. It was called Vidam, I think. V-I-D-A-M. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there was one roller coaster. It's probably better now. Yeah, there it is. Vidam Park. See? V-I-D-A-M Park. There was one roller coaster. It doesn't even stop to let you on. It just slows down. And then you just like, whoever's on it jams out. You jam in. And then the bar doesn't even go over your lap. It just stays out like this. I'm pretty sure it's like an old Soviet roller coaster. It's so terrifying.
And the Ruskies made it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know you can really die at
Historic
a Russian park.
Vidan Park in Hungary to close.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. That's the one I was on.
Yep.
Yeah. Good stuff.
There was a...
Super fun, dude. It's so scary.
Kings Island, which is outside Cincinnati, is was an amusement park. And they had a roller coaster called The Beast.
Ooh.
And for a long time, it had the steepest drop in the United States, and it was just all wood. So, like, the rest of the park had rides that were metal and steel, like you're used to seeing.
Yeah.
And you're like, this one's wood.
Yeah,
this
that was that one,
and it would
too.
Go like, kuk, 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 kuk. You know, it just, you're on it, and you're like, yeah.
And they tell you, like, don't put your hands up.
And I was riding this thing when I was, like, 8, you know.
It's so dangerous.
Oh, you're terrified. At that age, you're terrified. I mean, that drop is really significant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's got a loop-de-loop, too. That's terrifying.
I don't know. That might be a different one. Son of Beast. Yeah.
Okay, because that's just a shitty wooden.
It was the largest drop.
Oh,
maybe that
gosh.
Is. I don't know.
No, there's King's Island.
Yeah, the Beast. King's Island. It was the largest drop for a while that you could go on in a roller coaster.
I mean, you realize it. It's just humans building
this
stuff.
Dayton, I guess.
You know what I mean? This is just idiots building these things. Idiots like you and me.
Yeah.
Just regular people. They're not special.
Hit that one time. Hit that Wikipedia.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm trying to remember it. Yeah, a wooden roller coaster. It's in Mason.
Yeah. There's one.
The ride opened in 79. So, yeah, that's why.
It's good at 79.
Yeah. It is still the longest, spanning 7,359 feet across 35 acres.
Jesus.
Two lift hills contribute to the ride's duration of more than 4 minutes, which also ranks as one of the longest among roller coasters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
4 minutes is a long time.
It was designed without assistance from scientific calculators and computers. issues discovered during early testing delayed plans to build an enclosure over the Helix Finale until 1980. Would often overhear construction crews calling it a beast of a project. She credited that with coming up with the ride's name. The record-breaking roller coaster was well received at a press event preview held. The Beast has consistently ranked in the top 10 wooden roller coasters in the annual Golden Ticket Awards. Yeah.
Wow.
Remains one of the most popular rides, having accommodated over 54 Jeez. Million riders.
I wouldn't ride that shit now.
What's the, G-Force 3.6. And that thing on that video said that that fucking tube was a 9. Yeah.
I mean, and like Texas has wild shit like that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're like, well, ride at your own risk. Yeah. I've heard stories of them having like, you know, slides or whatever sure. shit. They don't care. Fucking die on it, it's your problem, bro.
I'll tell you what I'd rather witness than an awesome roller coaster.
Oh, no.
And come from wherever the fuck I goddamn please. You goddamn ugly ass, old dumb fucking bitch clock sucking motherfucker.
Get out of my life.
Fuck the
Get
fuck
out.
Off, you bitch
Get
ass
out
motherfucking
pizza. This is you want to come to that level.
I will
out.
Fuck you up.
I like that.
I do too.
That's a McDonald's drive-thru. And you know what? Yeah. You're the customer. You're right.
Yeah. The customer's always right.
Yeah.
I love it when a Tell woman em. Freaks out. Yeah. It's so special when
it's
we have women
right?
doing
yeah.
it.
It is different.
It just hits different, as the kids
say. It does.
Say.
It yeah. does hit different.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy it.
I get you. You really mad over a bunch of suck my dick, bitch. And I don't want to be served by you, goddamn dumbass bitch. That's why I'm suing you in the first place for falling at your goddamn restaurant. And that's why I'm pissed off in the first place, because I goddamn hurt, bitch. Now figure that one out. Call corporate, bitch, because I got your attorney's number already.
You know what's interesting about people who claim suing? They never sue.
They never sue. They're usually the brokest motherfuckers, too. Yeah. They have no idea how much a lawsuit costs to file.
They never
it's
sue.
It's so expensive.
It's almost the equivalent.
You're not
going
to do it, trust
similar
me.
To the people who are like, I'll fuck somebody up.
Like, no, you're not.
No, you don't.
No, you're not going to
You've never
that.
Done that.
She's never filed a suit. It's so expensive to go after somebody.
Yeah.
You ruin yourself more than you do the other person, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. What could you possibly be this angry about at the McDonald's drive-thru?
Cold McMuffin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I see McDonald's, though, I want to eat it. Wait, but seriously, like, I just see the colors and I get like,
yeah.
I want to eat it. There's something in that shit, right?
I haven't had it in a minute, man.
I know.
But hot fries?
So good. But when you're cold, you're right. Once they turn cold,
it's the worst.
They smell like garbage, too, in your car. It
and
smells
especially
like shit.
That food, if you... I've had a couple drinks. Man.
Nothing better. Nothing better. Yeah, yeah there's certain foods I can only eat.
What
just
if that's
faded.
Heaven? What if when you get to heaven, they're like, the thing about it up here, you're always going to feel a little drunk, but there's McDonald's everywhere. And you're like, that's pretty cool.
That sounds heaven? Fucking amazing.
24/7.
But the problem is that you feel sick immediately after.
You do, but that doesn't exist in heaven.
Oh, that is heaven.
That's the whole thing. They're like, you just keep eating, you don't feel sick.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Like, I can eat as much Taco Bell as I want. Dude, the last time I ate Taco Bell was, like, 2010.
Yeah.
Was Madison, Wisconsin. I drank all this red wine, and then I went to Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
And I ate a fuckload of Taco Bell at, like, 2 in the morning. I've never felt that sick in my entire life.
It's so gross.
A stomach full of red wine and Taco Bell.
Oof.
It was vile.
Taco Bell is made to make you shit.
It doesn't make me shit, though.
What?
I don't caca from it. I don't.
Man,
it doesn't diarrhea me.
You do.
You do?
No. I was agreeing with Christina.
You too?
Well, I think I've been feeding it to my body for so long.
Yeah.
It just knows how to process.
Yeah, yeah, you do. Now,
it's really nice, man.
No, yeah, you throw salad at me, it gets fucked up.
Yeah.
Chipotle too. Chipotle makes me shit violently. McDonald's doesn't make me shit.
No.
You too?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't affect. It makes me feel nauseous after I eat it, but it's worth it. Because it tastes so good.
I don't feel nauseous after it.
I do. I go from hungry, like I'll be super hungry, and then I go to nauseous. Like, that was not good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel
McDonald's
good.
McDonald's breakfast? How good is that?
That's the best in the world.
When they finally got their shit together and they're like, order breakfast all day. It's like.
All they do now?
Yeah, for a few
Smart.
Years now. But I mean, there was that time, especially when you're grinding out those feature weeks, and you're on the road and you get up at noon, they're like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Can't get it.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. cut it. I think they used to cut it off at 10:30 or something. You're always sleeping in, you know. You're like, I just want to eat breakfast, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid
bitch. Now they do it.
That's good.
Yeah. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Tell us.
I think Ryan, someone here was telling me that they were trying to go to a McDonald's. It was you? Yeah. I mean, apparently Annie was trying to get some McDonald's breakfast, and they're like, yeah, we don't do that shit here. That stops at 10:30.
That is worth suing
them. That is un-American.
You should sue them. I would sue them, Annie. McDonald's doesn't have good lawyers. Sue them.
I'll go threaten them right now.
Do it, man.
In the middle of a drive-thru.
Go stand in a drive-thru and tell them that you kicked their fucking ass.
Yeah.
You don't even sell hot sauce. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Bullshit.
There it is.
That's what's up.
I had their apple pie, though. I talked about this before. It sucks dick now. It's not that good fried shit. It's like all healthy and
yeah,
it's bullshit.
Yeah,
I like that styrofoam and the hot grease kind. Yeah.
How about there a sundae?
Sundae's off the chain.
That's awesome.
I remember when I was pregnant with Ellis.
Yeah.
There's three things I was always eating: Carl's Jr., the Western Bacon Cheeseburger, extra onion rings, extra barbecue sauce. Oh, I would pull over and eat it in the parking lot. That's three times a week. Twice a week, In-N-Out, doubles. Double meat patties, animal style, fries. That was the other, that was 2 days a week. And then at 11 o'clock, this is when I was pregnant with the first. Remember, I'd make you drive me to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I would eat a hot fudge sundae at like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but I'd be like, yeah, I'll get one too.
80 pounds later. Yeah, I gained 80 pounds on my pregnancy. So worth it though. Fucking worth it.
Pretty
great. I ate exactly how I wanted to. And then later they're like, your cholesterol is a little high. I'm like, nah.
Yeah. And if we had breakfast, we'd also have second breakfast.
Second breakfast. Yeah. Dessert for breakfast. Yeah. So good.
And you feel good. You look good. You feel good. You know, I felt great. I had trouble bending down, but it felt good. Pee break. I got to pee.
Okay. Ready, mommy.
In five.
No.
Chamesh. Arba. Shalosh. Shtaim.
Yeah, I mean, Zoe's got to understand when you speak. So,
how was your piss?
Fucking great.
Yeah.
I needed it.
Yeah. I was just saying, when you were pissing, is that I feel so much better with Josh Zolo here. I feel like the alchemy of this team is back.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel settled now knowing that like all of our Victoria's Secret children are under one roof.
All the models are here. Yeah. Yep.
Are we cutting that out? All right. I feel
we're very well represented. It's true.
We
like representation.
I feel better that everybody's here under one roof now. And we have new additions. We have, you know, Chad is here. He's smarter than Chris.
That's
and Ryan.
Undeniable.
Yeah. That's wild.
Chad bodied Chris.
Yeah. Chad reads heavy books too on the weekend. Like he's a reader. He's smart. He's from academia.
Shouldn't be here. But no. He's
I know. It's rad.
It's great. Great that he's here.
Yeah. But I didn't realize how much I missed having Josh Zolo around. Just Zolo's feeling his energy.
It's part of the crew. You gotta have him here for sure.
Yeah.
I'm glad he came here and left all those fucking J's in LA. What?
I don't know. That was just a really cool tone.
Yeah, Tom.
I'm glad that my friend is here.
There we go.
God, these people are so uptight.
I know.
What's your problem?
Left fucking J Central and came out to the...
Oh my God, that's so funny. I didn't realize how many J's were in LA until I came here. I'm like,
now you can breathe, right?
No. I love the J's.
Don't worry, I hear you.
Stupid.
Yeah, just fucking let your fucking hair down a little bit.
Okay. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, finally.
God, it was so frustrating.
What did they stop you from doing?
Everything. 19 years I was around that shit. The J's, the B's, the fucking M's.
The J's, yeah. The B's, the M's.
Yeah. God.
Where was I?
I got to get out of this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alaska's too far. That's where I really wanted to go. Yeah.
It's Alaska. A lot of drunks. A lot of angry drunk guys beating the women up there. I remember that. when I did Anchorage.
When can I go?
Yeah. But they're nice people, generally.
You did Anchorage?
Oh, a million years ago. I did Anchorage, Alaska before we had children in a January. And it was, you know, 10 in the morning and the sun had not come out yet. And people were going to church. It was fucking, it was cold. Let me tell you.
I just booked it.
Anchorage?
Yeah.
What? When?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say when, but I just booked it.
Is it a time when the Aurora Borealis might be visible?
I don't know. When is it visible in Anchorage?
Winter times? Dude, can I tell you one of my, I still want to see the Aurora. If it's that time, I would go. I'm dying to see that. You know that. You know that, Tom. It's a bucket list. And
during all four seasons, although they are harder to see under the midnight sun, the best time to see them in between August and April.
Really?
That is not when I'll be there.
Oh, fuck nuts.
So.
That's one of
my. I'm also there for one day.
Oh, not worth it. Well, I wouldn't make it a trip then.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty. Mm-hmm. But the weather's kind of a bear.
It's very weathery.
It's very snowy.
Yeah. But upside, you know, white people and natives is just, you know, not so much of everything else.
Oh, Tom. No, yeah. It's true. And they pay people to live there because the climate is so rough.
Fucking pay me, man.
And the oil rig workers and stuff.
I'll move there tomorrow. I'll work for Exxon tomorrow.
Just to get away from all these different
Just
people.
Just to get away from all this culture and inclusion, diversity.
Oh, I was going to tell you, when I was in Miami, mm-hmm. I saw so many Hasidic Jews.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Miami has a real heavy Jewish community.
I did not know that. Big did time. You know that, Nadav? I didn't know that.
I know Jews love Florida.
They do Boca, yeah. Generally, Boca yeah. Raton.
But that's like old Jews.
Yeah, old Jews.
But Miami just has the whole spectrum.
I did not realize there
it's
were
a humongous cities.
Yeah, there were, but there was like the guys with the curly cues walking around when the whole outfits and the wives at the
curly
the pool.
Cues.
What do they call the curly cues?
They call them payas.
The payas, yeah, the real J stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Not like poser Jews, but right. Real Jews.
Right.
You know?
Right. Orthodox.
Yeah. I was surprised to see them in Miami. Miami's like Sodom and Gomorrah. Like, you chose here? Isn't this like an unholy, not cool family place?
Were they wearing the thick coats over there too?
Yeah.
God damn. Heat?
It wasn't too hot. It was like 80, which is not.
It's all right. They don't come off in 100 either.
They don't?
No.
Do you just stay sweating that thing? Why do you have to wear the heavy coat?
I think it's all just like as a sign of a respect thing to God. Holy it's like,
shit.
Yeah, it's all.
It's crazy.
That is a rough city to wear something like that in like for like 6 months of the year. Cause once you get into April, you're fucking already, you can feel it. It's not the worst part yet. June, July, August, September, October are goddamn
yeah.
insane.
When we
there.
Did the live show out there, it was my first time in Florida. And
oh, yeah.
Anytime I went outside, my glasses would fog up.
Oh, yeah.
And, I can't breathe.
Was May. It wasn't even cooking yet.
That yeah. wasn't even top tier suck?
No.
No way.
Ugh.
No way. Yeah.
But you got that rain in the afternoon. It just
and it
cools
just
things
washes
off.
It away.
Yeah.
And you feel that rain and you just
yes.
feel, oh, ain't that refreshing?
I do love an afternoon storm, Tom.
A nice shower.
I'm excited for those come summertime here in Texas.
Yeah, it cools you right down.
Cools you so right off. It
goes all the way down to 105.
Yeah. Yep. But then you'd think that the Jews should go to Alaska because then they can wear their outfits without worry. What?
I know that
hot.
Just took a turn I didn't expect, that's all.
Well, I was just thinking for them, right?
I love the element of surprise.
Well, I'm thinking like Miami or Alaska. Oh,
there's your camera. Why don't
okay.
you tell them?
Okay. Listen, Hasidic Jews, if you're listening. No, I'm not going to tell them how to dress.
Okay.
Guys, I'm doing stand-up comedy.
Holy shit.
I'm going to Charlotte, North Carolina. April 1st and April... I don't like that sound. Is that a woman being killed? Or
I don't know what's happening to her.
April 1st and 2nd. Okay. And then I... Austin, stateside at the Paramount. I'm part of the Moon Tower Festival April 13th, May mm-hmm. 3rd, one night only at the Regent Theater in Los Angeles. I'm coming back. Mm-hmm. Acme Comedy Club in Mini Apple Tits. Thank you. May 6th and 7th. And then Sperm Vine, California, May 20th and 21st. The Borgata, June 4th in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And June 5th, one night, Boston Massive Huge Tits at the Wilbur.
Oh, God, I broke my leg, dude.
Okay, April 12th, 13th, Cleveland, Ohio, and then Nashville, Tennessee in October. Tickets at ChristinaPOnline.com. Thank you for sharing. I like that guy.
Yeah.
I found a new show on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I was watching with the kids. This fucking psycho pulls snakes like pythons out of their holes.
Yeah, I walked in on you watching
this show. In Australia, it's like, so good.
This guy couldn't see where he was reaching. That's the crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, I think there's one in here. And he puts his hand under a rock. And he's like, I think this is a python. These are really dangerous. And you're like, the fuck are you doing, man?
It's so good.
And then he pulls it out. He's like, I can't let this thing bite me. He's like, it really hurt.
Yeah. He's like, this is Australia's most venomous snake.
Oh, my God.
This is the crown jewel.
Oh.
Now he's a Disney Channel. It's not on Disney. It's
Discovery.
On Disney Plus.
Oh.
And yeah. It's a guy in Australia. I wish I could remember
it's
the name.
It's not Discovery?
No. It's on Disney Plus.
Snake guy. Right?
Snake guy. He's Australian.
I'm cute there.
How much you have for lunch?
Sea bass? Back up.
There That's he him. Is. Jack Randall. And
this guy's out of his fucking mind.
Out of his mind. He's a true like outback guy. You can tell he just grew up
comfortable with snakes.
Comfortable. And then they're in like no man's land in the Northern Territory where there's like no people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm trying to find snakes at night. And he takes off his boots and gets into a fucking swamp barefoot and feels around for snakes and with his feet and reaches down. Oh, I think I got one. That's what he does, and he's great. He, you know,
you can't train to be this guy. You know what I mean? You're just this guy.
It's not an act. Just like Irwin was so into it.
There's like one guy every continent who's like this. You know, the guy who's like, what, tarantulas? Yeah,
snake guy.
Yeah,
he's that kid. You remember he has good Steve Irwin vibes where he's just enthusiastic.
He seems like a good dude. You know?
Yeah. So is I think Steve Irwin was a sweet guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is this
fucking kids do that.
Yeah, Bindi Irwin.
Yeah.
Bindi. And who's, forget the boy's name.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's been a minute. I don't know if you're into it, but.
I'm fucking into it. I heard you bitches was looking for me.
Bitch, here I go. I mean, your TikTok curations take no days off.
No days off. No chill.
I always see you researching, working. Whenever I walk by her in the house, I hear like, hey. I'm like,
yesterday I was giving the kids a bath. Yeah. And what did you say? You're like, oh, doing the Lord's work.
Yep,
I see.
I see that. I saw some guy like pulling a tooth out. And I was like,
cool. Well, look, you have your horrible or hilarious, and I have
my
talks.
Yeah, that's true. We each have our lane.
Yeah, these make me smile 99% of the time.
I don't think everybody feels that way, but yeah.
I can't imagine. Yeah. I mean,
All right,
fucking
you ready?
Pussies. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what's going through your mind.
See this shit.
As you recall this curation.
I recall this. this one. See, that's harmless. It's a palate cleanser. Yeah. You like it?
I wish you would have saved this. I would put this down there, you know?
But here's why it's an exceptional talk.
You always usually depress everybody, so it's nice to have this after that.
I know, but, I didn't make
so this
the
is like a misdirect. Like, oh, this is going to be a fun ride. And then I know it's like, no, it's not. I know to tell somebody, no. Okay.
But what I like about this in particular is that it's an older person figuring out a fun thing to do on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like an older immigrant lady, mm-hmm. which is always better than just like cute.
Sure.
Little white chicks. So I like that element.
I like
too.
That too. Okay.
So, that's pretty funny.
Well, I think I know where this is going. I mean, he's getting some room.
Get away. I didn't know they really did that.
That feels like a setup, right? That seemed like too perfect.
I don't think you could train a
goat to do that. I mean, that dude's friend is an asshole. He was filming the whole time.
Let's see anything. From the beginning.
I mean, that thing set like it was perfectly set up.
No. Like, who's watching a goat fuck with him?
Huh.
But how would you train the goat to do that?
I don't know. But he also seemed to fall perfectly. And I don't know.
Get away.
And also, he's not hitting it.
Well, you know? People don't always beat animals, Tom, like you do. He's not hitting it. That's your...
I mean, I think that happens to you. You're like, I'm going to fucking kill this thing right now.
Maybe it's a cute animal.
And not after it does that, it isn't.
But don't you think it could still fuck you up a little bit?
Maybe, but I'd try. I would be trying to kill it right there.
I think you should try hunting. I do. I think you might.
All right.
Let's find the Hunter Izzy Down guy, and he can take you out.
Luke?
How fun would that be? And then he kills something, and he gets like, so stoked.
Did I smoke him?
I love it. Is he down, Hunter? Hunter, is he down?
Yeah, this is your specialty right here. This is exactly what I'm used to. God damn.
Oh, it's so crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, lots going on here. I'm pretty sure this person's in the hospital.
You mean Anakin Skywalker with his fucking helmet off?
This person's figuring out TikTok. Not sure what to make of it.
I guess I'll post this.
I guess I'll put my glasses on first and then post it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's rare. Hard to find, actually.
Yeah.
These, like, is this my first time on TikTok? Kind of hard and special. I wish you'd give me a little credit.
Yeah, that's good.
It's hard to find these first timer ones.
Sorry.
God.
Holy shit.
And I'm pretty sure this is Eastern Europe, too.
And that's just a house cat, right?
Yeah, that's like, what is it, a bobcat?
Kind of. Or what is it? Minx? Lynx?
With its head cut out of a sheep.
You know what it is?
Definitely Eastern Europe.
Kind of looks like it with the ears, right? Lynx?
I think it's maybe a bobcat. Yeah, lynx or bobcat, so they look similar.
Very cool. So walk into a home with that. Its head is cut through a sheet.
It's so
and it's
bizarre.
It's just ready to fucking rip you apart. Look at this thing. Look at this reaction. Hey. Oh my God. I mean, is it tied down under there?
I hope
so. I want to make a cool TikTok with your head through a sheet. And the thing's like.
I know. I would just run.
Fucking A, man. Yeah, you think that's Eastern Europe?
100%. Definitely.
What?
This is nice. This is my nice kitty cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking pussy.
We had other cat buddies ate them.
There's that account, Look at This Russian. You ever seen
what's
that?
What's that say?
It's a caracal.
Caracal?
Okay, well, let's see where that's from. Caracal. There's an Instagram account called Look at This Russian.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So funny.
Oh. That ear, that does look right. Who knew that?
That's pretty. Chad?
Zolo.
Ooh, maybe you need to have a new smart off.
Wow.
He Googled it.
He Googled
it. Still. But can I tell you what Josh Zolo is really smart at? He's very resourceful.
Yeah.
Like he knows how to get the answer if he doesn't know the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And quick.
It's almost like he should be Googling all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can make that change if you want.
Okay. On to the next one here.
Don't you look at me like that.
What the fuck, Gail?
What the fuck, goddamn fuck do you think? I've been trying to take care of that goddamn cat for 2 weeks because your fucking ass didn't do it.
You remember this lady, right?
Vaguely.
We played this video. On
oh, you have? Yeah. Oh, well.
But it's been a long time.
Well, it's a little refresher.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really upset.
She's very angry. She's not feeding the cat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I think she's really watching out for that guy's cat.
Probably.
And he's not.
Probably.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. I do like seeing old people.
I've never told anybody this before. Like, anybody. In 2014, during a depressive episode, I spent $87 on Candy Crush.
Who hasn't done that?
That's
though?
Good.
Like,
that's
pretty, who can't relate to that?
During a depressive episode. Like, you're expecting, like, a real confession. That's good. I like
but
that.
$87 on Candy Crush, that's a lot. Because when you think about the buys, it's like 99 cents, maybe $1.99, maybe. To go to $89 on Candy Crush, you'd fucking depressed.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bad work.
Yeah. I mean, I remember it was like every flight for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, you take off, the whole flight, connect. Like, I mean, it really, and then they get you because they're like, you can't play for another 27 minutes. You're like, I need to play.
You know, I know. Yeah. Why do they do that? Why do they stop you from playing?
If you don't pay.
Oh.
It's just like, you can play, but you have to wait. So it's a way
so
to get,
annoying.
It's like tapping into your, you know, impulse.
Ugh.
You're like, no, I got to play now. All right, it's just $1. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Just 87 fuckers. More times.
Fuck faces. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was really cute.
That's great.
Because like the shame of that, I remember like a depressive episode when I graduated from college where I was just in between worlds and I stayed inside and I played Puzzle Bobble all day, every day until 6:30 p.m. when Blind Date would come on with Roger Lodge.
Yeah.
And that was my whole day. It was the most depressing time of my life. Like, I wake up at 11, start the Puzzle Bobble, wait until Roger Lodge came on at 6:30, and then like watch more TV and do it all over.
This was when?
Again. After I graduated from college, I was like 22 or 23.
Yeah. You have like no idea what you're doing.
None. And I was unemployed. I was just trying to figure shit out. I was so depressed.
And that was your fix.
That was the thing I did. And just like smoke cigarettes and play Puzzle Bobble. It was the stupidest thing.
It's pretty cool. I gotta say.
Pretty cool. So depressing.
This guy whipped out a pendulum at my job to help decide which fire stick to buy.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, what?
That's why you use TikTok. This is what it's for.
Yeah.
This kind of shit.
Yeah.
Look at that crazy fucking ring that guy has on. If I saw that ring on a hand, I'd be like, this dude's going to have a whole lot of personality.
Oh, God, I know. He's going to tell you stories.
That ring is not a subtle ring.
No, because he thinks he's into like shamanistic, mm-hmm. what is it, like Indian, but not like a Native American, like he thinks he's a Native American shaman or something. Is that what this is?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, he's got his pendulum deciding which fire stick to buy. You'd think he'd just fucking lick the wind or something and figure it out that way.
Lick the wind?
Yeah, it's this one.
Lick the wind.
Flat screen, 42 inch.
This is not normal. That thing I've seen, I've actually seen that Russian footage a lot of like the hammer hitting somebody who's like at a chiropractor and you're like, that looks like you just fucking ruined that guy's back. And this time it's like to a guy's asshole.
I bet to the coccyx, the tailbone or whatever.
But that the guy swinging doesn't seem like he really knows what he's doing.
No, of course
that was,
not.
That was like a real lazy swing.
Yeah, and all those P.O. boxes behind him.
I know, and he's got
the mail.
Butthole.
Flat screen, 42
inch.
That's
too light. Nah, that's weird.
Nah.
Do you still get your back adjusted?
I was getting my back adjusted, but as I've been working out more, I haven't been needing it as much.
Look at that.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you. He's lost weight. He looks great. The dog is losing weight.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you look really good, buddy.
You've lost what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
20 pounds.
It's amazing. Congrats. He's
on that beat.
Thank you.
Beat Bart path.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, has Bart lost any weight? Nah.
No.
I think he found the weight that I lost.
Yeah.
I took a cup, I filled it up, what I found out later was about 7 ounces of urine. And I looked at it and I said, this is the craziest thing I've ever done. And I just banged it all down. Just like a beer. And it surprised me. All it tasted was like warm seawater.
All right. Well,
don't you love that?
I would like to see the fan after this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I would have seen what these guys said to him next, you know?
No, I know. But, you know, they all say the same thing.
And now he's like, I know where this is going. This guy's like, no, I drink it every day.
Of course. Yeah. These urine therapy people, they're always proselytizing what a great thing this is to drink your own pee.
You got
to
pee in your
Good
mouth
for your
more.
Hair, yeah. Your skin.
You don't pee in your mouth?
Yeah. What are you living for? There's the caraca caraca.
Fuck you, man, for having that in your house. You're insane. That's to the owner, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's who he trusts most.
I know. Look, he's got a fucking, what's that shit on his around his neck? Collar with like the name tag on. There's muffins.
You think you stick your hand out, that goes well with that thing? How'd you lose those three fingers? My cat.
So wild, dude. Oh, speaking of cats.
Definitely didn't like that, just so you know.
Well, go back to the first one. You really enjoyed that first one again. Remember the first one?
Yeah, that would have been
go
nice.
Back to
That's
that.
What I want to see now.
Feel it.
Stop. No way.
So crazy.
That's real? That can't be real.
Can't be real.
What are you talking about? They're somewhere in like that Amazon or some shit.
No.
But look at all them screaming.
That's like a 40-foot. That's like a monster from a movie.
Looks real to me.
And also that chatter that sounds real. I didn't see anybody.
Yeah, I think that was added in.
Yeah, it feels like it's an effect.
And it doesn't look like the snake's moving too much. You know, like you're not.
It's just trying to eat a van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool that somebody could create this is cool as fuck. I'm just saying. I'm questioning whether or not that's really what we're
is that
seeing.
Universal Studios.
I don't know where the fuck it is, but. Maybe one of them.
People screaming.
Oh.
What? He's just eating fruit.
I hated that.
You guys are so uptight. He's just trying to enjoy his banana. What's the problem?
Okay, let's wrap this up.
One, that is wrong. Two, he's been here with me.
I like these.
And three, he was not on his phone last night. He don't know you. He don't want you. He only wants me.
I like that.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Those cool, like, trailer trashy.
Yeah, yeah. I also like the shit talking.
Yeah.
That kind
it's
of
It's like
stuff.
Just some random commenter. Like, you don't even know this person.
To publicly respond to shit talk is very fun. That's a good
It's
talk.
Like Daddy La Lagoon. Like, his whole, like, bro.
Stop calling me daddy.
Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah. I like women, dog. You cut that shit out, man.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to wish everyone a really wonderful, great, and safe weekend. And yeah, President's Day weekend. It's President's Day, isn't it? So, yeah, that kind of weekend. This month went by so quickly. I can't even believe it. We're going to be in March before you know it. Very well. No, is it March, April? No, March. Yeah, March. Okay, bye.
So, is that LaToya?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she's basically doing the Chris shout-out. Talk.
Yeah.
Like, have a good weekend. I can't believe it's President's Day weekend. Wow, it's already March. Is it April? It's like, why did you even get on the talk?
Yeah. I wonder why they fucking do this to their faces. It's just fucking insane.
The face is like, and the, you can see in the background, the opulence, the wealth.
Yeah.
You're just like, and she knows what she's doing. Like, she framed herself up next to the vase, next to the.
Yeah, of course. Well, I prefer this to a cool guy video for sure, you know?
Yeah. How old is LaToya?
She's got to be in her 60s, right?
Yeah. Yeah, her nose is just gone
it's
at
crazy.
This point.
Yeah.
Is that LaToya?
It is.
65. Yeah. I mean, they're all sweet as shit, I'm sure. Like, yeah. They're never, but you're just like, can you imagine how, what it's like to be her? I'm just saying, like, you've been famous your whole existence, wild. And your brother yeah. was that kooky shit.
She looks like him.
I know. It's wild, right?
They're really crazy.
Yeah, did they go to the same plastic
surgery? They will start buttering the bread like that. Practical, certainly. But in terms of etiquette, incorrect. Place it onto your plate. This is where the saying comes from, breaking bread. So you break the bread into small pieces, mouth size, butter it. Perfect.
Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Really?
No, I didn't know that.
So you're not, what they're saying, this is an etiquette. I know you like the informative talks.
Yeah, I do.
So
like
it's an etiquette talk. You're not supposed to take the whole slice of bread, butter the whole slice, and then chomp. You're supposed to take
a
slab of butter, put the butter on your tiny plate, break off a preet, and then dip, like, do it like that.
I like knowing the etiquette because I also like to know when I feel like breaking it, you know? Because sometimes you're like,
what do you mean?
Sometimes I go, like, I don't want to be proper. You understand?
Yeah. But
like, if I'm at a lunch or dinner or whatever, and it's like, I don't know, friends or family, I'm like, fuck it.
Well, yeah.
I'm just going to butter it straight from the thing.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I think, yeah, this was always
but my... it's good to know.
It is. My mother was always a stickler on this,
yeah.
on the butter bread etiquette. But it's so, to me, it seems more disgusting to rip off a piece, touch it. You're touching it more with your dirty hands.
Why are your hands dirty?
Well, you know what I mean. We don't, as Westerners, generally touch our food directly.
As much, yeah.
We usually use a fork and a knife.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For a Westerner to grab the thing and shred it, and then you're touching the bread and
the thing,
it's like.
So many meals with warm bread delivered to the table in a restaurant.
I know.
You know?
Eat the whole loaf before
fucking,
anything
when,
comes.
When a place has amazing bread and they bring it out, I'm like, you piece of shit.
I know.
And then they're like, would you like another basket? I'm like, yeah, I'd like two loaves of bread.
I'd like
to eat two loaves of bread before dinner. Thank you.
I know. The worst is fondue. Have you ever had fondue?
I have had it, yeah.
That's a waste, too, because then they get you to order, like, do you want chicken and veggies? Meanwhile, you're not going to make it past dipping the bread in
no.
the cheese. That's all you're fucking there for is dipping bread and cheese.
Of course.
Fucking cunts. Trying to rip me off.
All right,
rip
let's see
you
what
off.
Let's see what your final talk is. Are you
all
ready?
Right, cross your fingers.
Let's hope it's a good one that doesn't send us into a deep depression.
No.
Here you go.
Oh, oh shit. Fuck. That was cool though, right? He fended off two wolves in Tibet.
Yeah, that's the worst thing that can happen to you.
Oh, of wolves coming after you?
Yeah, because wolves are such smart hunters too, you know?
Yeah, and they're pack animals, aren't they?
And they'll surround you. And they'll even bait you in. The ones will come from the sides and behind you, and the one that's here, you're like, oh, I don't know about this one, and he'll run away, and you're like, oh, he's gone, and you don't know you're getting ambushed.
How do you know all this about wolf culture?
Yeah.
How do you know all this? You've never shared this with me in 17 years.
I actually studied wolves when I was in...
Shut up. In Tibet?
Yeah, in Tibet.
Spent your time in Tibet with Brad Pitt? When he was filming?
No, I went. I did go to a camp.
Wolf
camp when I was in high school, and they sent us out into the woods, and they had, like, you know, experts who were telling us all about, like, wolf hunting and everything.
Okay, and do they tell you stuff like when you go to bed at night, you have to put all the food in the trees so that the bears don't come and take the food?
They didn't say that. They made us howl at the moon. They did.
Why?
Just so wolves could hear us,
and then
we could practice our wolf call.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
What was your wolf call?
Yeah.
Let me hear it again.
I mean, I'm not gonna do it here. Wolves will be here in 5 seconds. It's dangerous. It's dangerous when you're good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they taught you how to wolf call so that you could beckon the wolves.
Yeah, and then they told me, they're like, you're actually dangerous because you can do it.
Sometimes. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
And then they told me, like just remember you have like a weapon on you at all times.
Oh, wow. Like your vocal cords are wolf cords.
Yeah, like I could just like summon, you know, wolves here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, it is cool, and you should fucking not forget it. Okay.
Remember that lady that let wolves lick her mouth?
I do remember.
That was the best, dude.
Yeah.
That was the fucking best.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. And she's like, when you get to know a wolf, let it lick your mouth. All right. Well, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I have to say overall that my TikToks were more joyful than your horrible or horrible clips. Those were all horrible.
I got to say, it was a rough go at Horrible Hilarious today. It was funny, but a little sad too. Thank you guys for watching and listening. We'll be back next week.
Hot sauce is the best.
And our closing song is Face Fat by Jasalisk.
Oh.
Bye, Gene.
Bye, Mommy.
Hello, excuse me. Can I talk to you, please, girl? Life feels like fucking hell without a girlfriend. Just because I got a bald head and I'm horny doesn't make me a bad person.
You get into, like, fucking straight up fucking songs, you know? Yeah.
Only want to think about her every day and every night, girl. You're going to be the most important person in my life, girl. We're going to be lovers at first sight, girl. Fuck what others think of us. There's nothing wrong with being horny. Everyone's different. It's part of life.
It's part of life, girl.
I need sex, girl. I get horny fast, girl. Let's fuck in my car. Cause I want to sweat, girl. I need sex, girl. I get horny fast, girl. Let's fuck in my car. Cause I want to sweat, girl. So I can lose face fast.
Face fat.
Face fat. Baby girl.
So I can look.
So I can look.
Sexy.
Face fat.
Face fat.
Baby girl.
So I can look.
So I can look.
Sexy.
Face fat.
Face fat.
Baby girl.
So I can look.
So I can look.
Sexy.
Face fat.
Face fat.
Baby girl.
So I can look.
So I can look.
Let's fall in love, girl. So we can enjoy the best forever young years together. So we can have passionate and hardcore sex every day and every night. And make Armenian babies one day.